acknowledge that we come to places where only you can move the rocks. Sometimes the rocks are on our outside, it's on the external. You need to move something for us. Other times the rock is right here in our chest. It's a hard heart. Also move that one for us, Lord. Give us again a heart of flesh that's soft before you. Our desire is to be responsive, to honor you. What is the Lord saying this morning to you where you are standing? Sometimes the thing that will strike you, the word that is spoken to you, it gets spoken before the sermon starts. And maybe it's true this morning for some of us. What is he saying to you? We bless you, Lord. Amen. Amen. I don't like to be the guy standing up here after moments like this. I'll be honest with you. Luckily, I don't have a lot of time, so I need to be short. You know, the scripture says about the Holy Spirit that he can be welcomed or he can be grieved. And if anyone asks for the Holy Spirit, the Father will give the Holy Spirit. Scripture even says, if a father knows how to give good gifts, how much more does your heavenly Father know how to give good gifts, referring to the Holy Spirit, to those who ask. And when we sing together, and I know for some of us it's a little bit uncomfortable. We maybe come from a church that's very formalized, or we enjoy doing church on a screen, on YouTube, on television. There's a place for that, but the thing is we get to put it on and off when we want to, you know. It's true. If we don't like that sermon, we just search for the other one. But when we are together here and we allow the Lord space in our times of worship, and it feels a little bit like a disruption. There's someone coming up with a word. I test and check in front, is it aligned with what the Lord is doing? It feels like what that is, that's the congregation asking the Lord, Lord, will you give us more of the Spirit? That's what that is. That's an invitation. And so that, just wanted to communicate that. So let me take a moment to talk about it. Scripture says that when a prophecy is given, it must be tested. Okay, because as humans, we can hear God's voice, but sometimes we had a tough day. Sometimes we ate too much meat the previous evening. And so what we sense might just, it might be the correct shoes, but it might be the right shoe on the left foot. You know, we're humans. And so what we do as a congregation is instead of correcting someone publicly once they get it wrong, we try and engage with them before they give the message. Have you seen that before in church? That's why I check not to allow certain people to speak or not. But if I can help you correct you, if the shoe is on that foot, well, then you don't have to be publicly corrected. Because scripture says, if you take the mic or you address and it's off, it must be corrected. Otherwise, that's unhealthy shepherding. Okay? And so we want to create a room, but that in accordance with what is health and what we see in Scripture. Does that make sense, everyone? So that's why sometimes we don't explain these things, but maybe it helps. Look, we just had an encounter one last week, and Pastor Andre started very systematically with the Holy Spirit, and I think we've covered the who the Holy Spirit is and his works a couple of times, and so I want to take a little bit of a broader view and just create for us another moment of prayer. I want to talk about impartation and revelation. Let me just ask this. Who of you have ever read the Bible and you've maybe reading a passage that you've read before, but this morning or that specific time you read it, you're like, wow, this has never fell on me in this way. Who's experienced that? Okay. That's called revelation. That's what that is. Okay. He reveals to you. When we do D6, we often read a lot of the same books. Every time I know it's different. I'm like, how did I miss this last time? Because the Spirit knows what is needed at each time. Okay. Who of you have maybe felt it was a tough time? You maybe felt a little bit depressed, or maybe you've even lost a loved one, or it's been tough at work. And for a week or a couple of weeks, you would describe yourself as down. I'm feeling down. Sometimes you don't realize it until you shift it. And then one day you walk into church, or you walk into a coffee shop, or you wake up in the morning, and then, wah, you just feel, I feel stronger. I sense I can actually do this. Who's experienced that before? Okay, right? So what is that? That's impartation. That's impartation. It did not necessarily come from something. You know God is good. I mean, you know, I mean, if someone asks you, is God good? You say yes. If someone asked you, is God fair? You'd say yes. Does God make all things work together for the good? You'd say yes. You know that, but you don't feel it. But that day you come around the corner, you walk into God, you're like, whoa, I'm actually going to make it. Okay. So I want to play with these two ideas. Now, I also just want to say, I want to get that picture on the screen. Oh, I'm not going to finish this message with you guys. My question to you is, do you have to understand everything to enjoy it? No. No. Do you have to understand how everything is made and put together in order to enjoy it? I tell you what, I can't bake a chocolate muffin, but I can eat plenty. It's a skill. It's a gift of the Spirit. It's not listed in the Bible, but it is one of mine. And the same is true with God. You take the gospel to a group of people. That's the most primitive group. If you find them somewhere in the world, there's people out there that can't read or write. Do you know that? You tell them the gospel and they get it. They are moved. You don't need to understand everything to enjoy it. Yet, as disciples, as people sent by God, if there's something off with the muffins, if, like, for example, if you put an anchovy in my chocolate muffin, I'm not going to enjoy it. You know, if there's something that's not working as leaders and as people that's sent by God, understanding more about Him helps us to put it together. And so this morning, when I play with different terms, I'm not saying one needs to understand everything before we get to enjoy or be empowered by the Lord, but it helps. We also need to put our measurement of how smart we are just in place. It's not that important. We're not that important. We're not that smart. Everything we know about God has been given to us. It's revealed to us. It's called the doctrine of knowability. That which we know has been made known to us by God. He's the one that's all-knowing. We understand in some ways. But that being said, let's give ourselves to understanding, but with that, humility. Very important. Now, it's some of us, most of us here in South Africa would say, yes, okay, I can remember at least a time in my life where there was like two types of churches. Some of them were very conservative, and one might say word-focused, and others, the crazy Pentecostals. Okay, just nod if you know what I'm saying. Okay, now often, broadly, they could be divided into the group as one of the revelation group and the impartation group. What is the scripture saying? Let's stick very near. What is the scripture saying? Let's give more time to understand the scripture. Let's not be too risky. Let's stay here, okay? I know I'm moving. I'm focusing on the extremes. Allow me to do that. Okay, we're going to put the muffin together. On the other side, you might have a place where you're never in a setting in the church where the Bible is actually read verse by verse, trying to put it together. But just did you experience him? Wow, did you open your heart? And there's almost like a, you know, there's the trankie in worship. There's the flags. There's everything. And often, if I do want to box them, you can like pull apart revelation and impartation and put churches at the extremes. But here's the thing. With two legs, you can go further. Okay. Now, in our immaturity, we want to stay. And if these guys say something like, no, you want to stay on one leg, but we are a body. And if the church of the Lord can walk on both legs, she will advance better. Guess what's our goal? Are you with me this morning? Right. I need to skip that part. Let's go straight to Revelation. Revelation, when God communicates to man that which cannot be known by man without God making it known. Right. Now, I also want to say, like, if you want to take some of the things that the Holy Spirit does and you want to go wider, you'd probably focus on revelation, empowerment or impartation, that he unites and that he purifies. Okay, but we're only going to focus on two. When God communicates to man that which cannot be known by the man without God making it known. Okay. Here's the thing. Mankind does not discover God. God reveals himself. It's very important. For that which can be known about God is plain to them because God has, next verse, shown it to them. Now it starts very basic. Even his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power, divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made. So one way in which God introduces himself to the Lord is through creation, and that would be called, the term for that is general revelation. There's a general sense. No one has ever brought the gospel to a person. At night, he's camping, he looks up to the stars, and he's like, shucks, there must be a God. I mean, it's just not, what is that? That is general revelation coming in. And you'll find it all across the world. Even those who fight against faith, wants to be good fathers and mothers, wants to protect nature, you're like, it's all over. Okay, so I'm just starting wide. Also, with general knowledge, we give ourselves too much glory. If you know the difference between eating a hand of sand and a hand of popcorn, it means you've got a functioning faculty that works through perception and can make accurate decisions. You have been fearfully and wonderfully made. If the Holy Spirit is extracted from the world collapses. If God's presence is extracted, it's gone. He holds it together. So I'm starting very low. Everything we know and see, the fact that we are who we are, it is upheld by God. He's sovereign in that way. He's the creator. And so the terms of creation goes like this. Even though God is transcendent from creation, he created the world, he's immanent in it, which means he's over it, but he's upholding it. Every breath, every moment, every hair on your head, every bird that flies and falls to the ground, he upholds. Okay. Are you with me this morning? Now, let's go on. But then we get specific revelation. This is where a person moves from there must be a God to his eyes opening to God revealed himself in Christ Jesus as the Savior of the world. And that means I can be saved. Specific revelation. In the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom. It pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe. 2 Corinthians is not up there. For even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. In their case, the mind has been blinded. Okay? So there's a place where a person moves from a general sense, you know, it's good to go to church. That's a person of faith. I need something in my life to, it is him I longed for. He's the one. Specific revelation. It comes from the Spirit. Okay. Verse that was read in our church a couple of times last while. When they heard this, they were cut to the heart. First sermon after Pentecost. Who cut their hearts? Who cut their hearts? Peter? No, he's not good at cutting hearts. Spirit. Okay, it's given by the Spirit. Specific revelation. Now, if we look at Isaiah 11, it says, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might. So what we see is the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, those are general terms. The Spirit comes and makes you a wise person as you grow in the Lord. But he also gives you specific counsel. When you get to this, no, don't do it like this, do it like that. Can you see there's two works? He builds your wisdom and he helps you with wise decisions. Very involved. Why is it important to be filled with the Spirit? Many reasons. Now, I'm going at 1.5 speed. Can I just take a breath? Okay. I want to put two points on here on Revelation. First thing is, he reveals God's will in the Word. It's the next slide. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father sent in my name, he will teach you all things. Okay, how will he teach you? With this. Okay, so he's with you as you study. He gives you that, oh wow, never saw that. It goes in and he helps you to recall it as you go with your day. Okay, he's the Spirit that reveals to us. Are you with me? The Word causes us to understand it in our context. Okay. But that's not all. He reveals God's will in your life. So now he helps you build it in. But now when you get to T-junctions, he's there as well. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me, Paul, Barnabas and Saul, for the work to which I have called them. And after fasting and praying, they laid their hands on them and they did exactly what was said to them as the Spirit revealed to them. Now, I made a quick list of moments like this in my life where I felt the Holy Spirit give me God's will in my life, which would not make sense for you. Now, when we all read this, we're gathering around that which is revealed generally to God's people for all time. But now you walk out and you've got a life with unique challenges. Isn't that true? Then, like in this scripture, the Holy Spirit will often speak to you. He'll tell you which mountain to take. Okay, for me, at university, I heard the Lord. I was reading a spiritual book, and the Lord said, I want you to stand for a specific position in the race. It was a leadership position. I had to stand against some of my friends because I felt, okay, the kingdom needs to come now. And it was a very conflicting time for me. I lost a lot of friends. But I knew I had to do it because he was telling me that. I heard his word saying, you can marry Junaid. You can marry your wife. I heard it. There's lots of things we can learn about marriage. God reveals to us what is a husband, what is a wife, what is health. But how do you know which one? Now, as I was praying, I could hear the Lord release me and say, yes, go. He guides us. He reveals to us. I remember him saying, trust me, go to Secunda. I was standing on Table Mountain. I was reading Psalm 16. He said, go. I remember. I'll never forget it. Now that is irrelevant information to the other believers in the town at that moment. But for me, it's very relevant. I remember him saying, join the rugby club in Secunda. Join. Go and live amongst those guys. Remember it. I remember him saying, this is the person that should take over in Secunda, this is a person you should leave the church to. I remember it. It was clear. I remember him saying, okay, move back, go and help Andres. And why? I remember. He said to me, Andres is going to get very busy very soon. Go down. I did it. Okay. And so the same is true for you. He'll help you. Revelation. And I just want to, thanks for that word, Jean-Marie. Take courage as you are praying and ministering to your loved ones. Take courage. When he comes, he will convict. You and I, we are not the Holy Spirit. If we take that responsibility, we break. Now, when they heard this, Peter was just preaching. They were cut to the heart. Who made the cut? It's the Spirit. So there's different roles here. Our role is to lift the Lord up, tell of his wondrous deed, and he will move on the hearts of those we pray for. Take heart, okay? He's the revealer. Now, let me just sum this up. Let me land this. A revelation. In a world that is saturated with knowledge, are we still humble enough to allow the Spirit to teach us through revelation? That's the question. And I've got a little sentence here, and also after the part of impartation, and both of them I fail often. To get this, what we need is a heart that says, I think I know stuff, but when I go to engage with the Lord in a devotional time, he might this morning tell me stuff that I thought I knew, but I didn't know. I don't have it. And how do I know whether I'm functioning well in this? It's an easy one. And I know it's convicting. The question is simply, is this happening in your life? If you want to answer the question, am I open to revelation? Is this happening in my life and in yours? It's simple. I want to get around this, but I cannot. Am I given? Am I putting myself in the space where revelation is given? Okay. So it's a tough one, but it's simply the truth. Amen. Revelation. Now, impartation is a little bit different. In revelation, God reveals to us something that we do not know. With impartation, and I know this is not good grammar, okay? I could have said when God gives a man something, but I want to say puts into. With impartation, the Lord does something to you, and some at times it does not come through the faculty of thinking and putting it together. You walk into the church and you just feel you can make it work. You just felt for 2 weeks, this marriage, I cannot do it. But suddenly you feel, I can do it. What is that? It's impartation. It just fell on your spirit. And the Lord works with revelation and impartation. Both legs must work. It's a function of the Holy Spirit. Let me explain. Probably the most well-known scripture there, Acts 1, verse 8, you will receive power. How will you get the power? You will receive it. In this case, you're not going to study your way into understanding it. It's going to be put into you by the Spirit. And it happened with the disciples. We see it in the life of Peter. Okay, it's something I do not have that is given to me or given into me. It's an impartation. So, if you take a couple, for example, that's about to get married, what we need to do is we need to teach them and prepare them well for marriage. Let revelation upon revelation be open to them as they go through marriage prep. This is God's heart for marriage. This is how faithful he is. This is how faithful he wants us to be. This is a husband. And you understand, but when you walk down the aisle and you stand there, we trust the Lord for something to shift in that moment. Take her hand now and say after me, I, Jacques, take you, Jean-Marie, as my lawful wedded wife. Okay. And now you are making covenant. Now, what then sometimes happens is something moves and he becomes the leader. She moves out from under her father's leadership under her man, under the husband. That's importation. Okay. Now, if we lose one of the legs, we're in trouble. So many people go with high power into marriage. We're going to do it. We're going to chase it. But it hasn't been revealed and settled into their heart what marriage really is. Okay, so we need both. Now let's go very wide, and I mentioned this. The Holy Spirit upholds the world. When you send forth your spirit, they are created. Context here, animals even. Remove the spirit, the whole world falls. God is immanent in creation. Our sovereign Lord holds everything. Not a feather, not a hair falls without him knowing his permission. Okay? So he's here. He's upholding us. Importation, he saved us not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy by the washing of regeneration and renewal. And so we can't. when you tear a muffin apart, you can't see all the different ingredients. And so it helps us to look at different aspects of the Spirit, but they are one. When a person comes to faith, it's because they might have heard the gospel, but the moment of breathing, opening up unto the Lord, is a work of the Spirit. It's the impartation. You have been saved by faith through grace. It is a gift. Wah, given. There you go. Right? It is the Holy Spirit that is active, even in regeneration, born of the Spirit. So once again, you share your faith, you share your life with someone. Who is the biggest player here, you or the Holy Spirit? Okay? It's the Spirit. He reveals and he imparts. While Peter was still saying these things, here he's focusing on preaching. He's focusing Christ, because that's what we must do. He's wanting to reveal to them, but the Lord has a different plan here. But then the Spirit fell on them. What's that? It's impartation on all who heard the word. And the believers from among the circumcised who had come with Peter were amazed because the gift of the Holy Spirit was poured out. Something was given. It's impartation. Okay? And so sometimes what we need is to be filled with him again. That's what we need. Now those of us who's good at problem solving, and I may be there as well, we want to think more. We want to talk to another advisor. Then we want to think again. But sometimes what we need is to be something to be put into us that we do not possess. And then we can advance. Okay? So opening your life to the Spirit, being baptized in the Holy Spirit, very important. And then also, when the disciples were dismayed because of the persecution in the town, Acts 4, that's the context, they were being persecuted. And when they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with boldness. You see that? There's that moment, I can do it. So something was put into them by the Spirit that they did not have, boldness. And so they continued. Okay. Do we still have faith for the work of impartation that the Spirit wants to work in us? So I said, do we still have faith that God wants to reveal things to us? This is the moment. Bum down, Bible open, diving in. Now the answer to this question is different. Do we still have faith that God wants to put stuff in me? Here is something that might help. Let me put it in a positive sentence. When I come to church and get together with a lot of believers, the band's going to be prepared. Everyone's going to be here to lift him up the best we can. It will be good for me to have an expectation for impartation. Sometimes I slip through church. It was church. I missed it. I didn't even have an expectation that specific morning. What about me? What about you? How do I know whether this thing is working in me? Have an expectation. The Lord's going to help. The Lord's going to give. is going to impart. Amen. That's not all he wrote, but that's all I get to say for this morning. Can we stand up this morning? We're going to pray for some people this morning, because that's what I feel we need to do. Thanks, Hendrik. Where you are standing, I just want to ask you, what is the Lord saying to you this morning? Are you maybe on one leg only? You might be so focused on understanding that you are close to receiving. You might be so used to receiving that you don't put in the discipline that it might be revealed to you. And so we want to pray for you to grow in one of these two areas this morning. It's going to be a short prayer. It's going to be a faith-filled prayer. But I want you to ask yourself, in what area can I grow here? How can I open my heart to the Holy Spirit more and more? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Trust you. If you feel like you're constantly in the Word, you're seeking to understand, but it's just like sometimes you feel that you lack that power, would you quickly come and stand this side? One, two, three, whop. I want to just ask for impartation. I want to grow in impartation. Here you are. Okay. If you love worship and you love it when the Word is preached with faith, but you're struggling to get yourself into study, to grow and allow the Spirit to reveal to you, come this side here. See, I like really need to get that revelation that the Holy Spirit needs to be my teacher. Quickly come this side. One, two, three. This side. If you generally just want to yield your heart to the Holy Spirit again, quickly come to the front. I want all the facilitators. You guys can face this way. We're just going to pray for you with short prayers, faithful prayers. If you're standing here and you've been pondering, there's two mountains. You don't know which one. Come to the front because the Lord needs to reveal to you. Okay? If you feel you've got options but you don't know what to do, okay? That means there's strength, but what you need is direction in revelation. Lord, should I A or should I B? Quickly come to the front. We're going to ask the Lord to reveal to you. If you know what you must do, but you feel too weak to do it, here it is. Here it is. Okay. Right. I want all the facilitators, if you can pray for someone to quickly come to the front. I don't want to say names, but I see many people that can pray. Quickly come to the front. Thank you so much. Let's pray over the people. Now, I'm going to do a very bold thing. I'm going to ask the people in the back. You are formally dismissed because we need to make some space for parking. But please don't make a noise as we minister in the front. The Lord bless you and keep you. You're welcome to come to the front. We're going to pray and minister here. But you are free to grab a coffee and be formally dismissed. Thank you so much, everyone. See you again soon. If you need prayer, you can still come out.